Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago City Council committee today has approved buying land on the south side to open a shelter for migrants. Albertsons owns this property where a vacant Jewel Osco stands, and the company wants to sell the land in the Morgan Park neighborhood to the city of Chicago for $1. The site is eventually slated for development into retail and housing. Alderperson Ronnie Mosley issued a statement saying he wants a commitment from the mayor's administration that the development project will still break ground next year. The land sale still needs approval from the full city council. With temperatures dropping below freezing at night, the city of Chicago is providing buses to help keep migrants warm. But some people say there are not enough buses for each of the 22 police district stations, and sometimes the buses are not warm enough. Lydia Wong is a volunteer for Shy Welcome, a grassroots group. It's helping arriving migrants. And Wong spoke with our talk show, Reset.
We're really excited that they're coming, and especially as it gets colder with families being outside, we're happy for them. But working out some of the kinks in the system still.
About 3,900 migrants, mostly from Venezuela, are being housed at police stations and at O'Hare. A man has pleaded not guilty to all charges in the fatal stabbing of a young Palestinian-American boy. Joseph Shuba appeared in court on Monday on charges of murder, attempted murder, and a hate crime in the October 14th incident. The attack killed 6-year-old Wadea El-Fayoumi and wounded his mother, Hanan Shaheen. Shuba was Shaheen's landlord in southwest suburban Plainfield. He'll remain in custody at Will County Jail as he awaits trial. The Hyatt Regency O'Hare will not host the annual American Muslims for Palestine convention in November. ABC 7 reporting the hotel says it received multiple threats in response to the event. Organizers say the family-oriented event is the largest gathering for Palestine in the U.S. Arab, Muslim, and Jewish groups say they increasingly are the target of hate crimes and hate speech as fighting between Hamas and Israel wages on. The Illinois State Annual Public School Report Card shows students have largely caught up to where they were before the pandemic in reading, but they're still struggling in math. My colleague Sarah Karp reports nearly 35% of Illinois 3rd through 11th graders scored at a proficient level in reading and writing on tests given over the spring, but just 3 percentage points below where students were before the pandemic. State Superintendent Tony Sanders says it's especially good because Illinois has one of the highest standards for reading proficiency in the nation.
Great sign for the state of Illinois that we are really back on track, specifically in English language arts. Math, we still have more work to do.
Just 27% of students reached proficiency in math. Sanders says going forward, he wants to make sure students are getting high-quality math instruction. Dozens of adjunct faculty and students at Columbia College Chicago are marching today at 600 South Michigan Avenue. It's the first day of a strike. Nearly 600 adjunct professors walked off the job today to demand job security and health insurance. Union members voted in favor of the strike last week after administrators proposed cutting hundreds of course sections. College leaders say the move is necessary to help fill a $20 million deficit. And University of Chicago student organizers have filed a legal complaint today. They're challenging the school's fossil fuel investments. They joined students at 5 other universities across the country. They allege their college's investments do not prioritize the public interest. They also allege these investments violate nonprofit obligations. UChicago could not be reached for comment. Weather, sunny, breezy, chilly on this Monday, a high around 40 degrees, and then a freeze warning Monday night with a low of 25. And then Halloween, Tuesday, partly sunny, blustery, you're going to get some snow and a high of about 39. Maybe a half inch of snow will accumulate. You can find the latest news wherever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.